James White's potential. Ellen White recognized that her husband was passing through a crisis in which Satan, if he could, would overwhelm him. In an effort to buoy him up, on Sabbath, July 11th, she wrote of what could be ahead for them. "I would be glad to see you. I hear nothing from you except a few lines on postal cards. I try to send off a letter each day. I hope you receive them all. I hope you are well. God wants you to live and be a blessing to His people. I want you to live, and my prayer is daily going up to God for you that you may be blessed with health and with courage. God will strengthen you to fill your place in the cause and work of God if you will commit yourself and all your cares to Him. God has given you great and precious light for His people, and He designs that light shall shine forth to them. You stand in high repute here among all of any consequence. Nothing would give them greater joy than to see you. They would be very glad to meet you at the camp meeting, and I wish you could be here to attend the Eastern camp meetings. With your experience and your knowledge and quick foresight, you may be a very great help to the cause of God. I want you to live till the work closes up. I want you to be a polished instrument in the hands of God to accomplish much good and yourself see the dear Redeemer coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. I feel a great desire to see you and to mingle my prayers with yours. The Lord is good. Praise His holy name. I have felt great comfort and assurance in prayer this morning. Let us pray each day in faith, not only for health, but to be imbued with the Spirit of God that we may do the work committed to our trust to His acceptance. This is what I live for. I have no other ambition. I feel my heart go out in great love and tenderness to you." In the closing paragraph, she gave James every assurance of her love, devotion, and loyalty. "I have the highest estimate of your ability, and with the power of God to work with your efforts, you can do a great and efficient work. God can mend the broken and worn machinery and make it of essential use to do His work still. Only believe, only be cheerful, only be of good courage. Let the disagreeables go. Turn from these things which cause sadness and which dishearten you. I will ever be true to you, and I want you to have no suspicion or distrust of me that I would say or do the least thing to hurt you or lessen the confidence of your brethren in you. Never, never will I do this. I will sustain and help you all I can. In love. Your Ellen." While James White had been critical of Ellen's attitudes, his love for her was deep, and he was solicitous of her comfort and welfare as she continued her ministry in the East. On July 5th, he wrote to Willie, who was with his mother in Battle Creek. "I was very glad to learn that you were with your mother. Take the tenderest care of your dear mother. And if she wishes to attend the Eastern camp meetings, please go with her. Get a tent that will suit you, get everything good in the shape of satchels, blankets, portable chair for mother, and do not consent to her economical ideas, leading you to pinch along. JW to WCW, July 5, 1874.